It is the opening day of the first ever Cinetopia Film Festival.
Yes,
congratulations.
It is. Well, thank you. Yeah, we've thought and dreamed about this for about 10 years and thought seriously about it for about 5 years, and it's
and
finally
here. We are.
Here so.
And we'll talk more about it in just a few moments with the director of the festival.
There are, Amanda Bynum's here, my colleague at the Michigan Theater and the director of the festival, but there are some films opening up at the multiplexes. For Greater Glory is an Andy Garcia film. He plays a retired general, a Mexican general, and his wife, played by Eva Longoria, are involved in the Mexicans fall into the violent civil war and all of the politics that work that out. The reviews on this haven't been so great early on, only about 25% positive. But Andy Garcia is a compelling filmmaker, actor and director, so we'll have to check that out. And then this is the year of Sleeping Beauty. Earlier this year, Mirror opened up with Julia Roberts and Lily Collins, and this week Snow White. I guess it's the year of Snow White.
And I get all these characters confused.
Well, you're right. It's Snow White. Hi ho. It's off to work we go. But anyway, Snow White. So Mirror was out earlier with Julia Roberts and Lily Collins, and Snow
and it
White
didn't do so great.
It didn't do so great. But this, this week we get to Snow White and the Huntsman with Kristen Stewart and Charlize Theron.
Early buzz is it much better?
It's got a lot of special effects, and so we'll have to check that out. It's got, it's gotten slightly positive reviews, so we'll look forward to playing that out. And then there's also just a lot of other stuff that's Men in Black, which did very well last week, is still in the theaters. There's a lot of stuff out
there
right
now. Even the Avengers is still doing well.
Avengers is doing very, very well. So lots of stuff to go to at the multiplex. But this week, there's even more to go to downtown because Cinetopia is here. It opens tonight. And Amanda Bynum worked to put all of this together. And she picked the opening night film, Hello, I Must Be Going. We're very proud that the director, Todd Luizzo, is coming for that. And so, Amanda, tell us about Hello, I Must Be Going.
Yeah, how did you pick that film to be the opener?
Hello, I Must Be Going was one of the opening night films at the Sundance Film Festival this year. And it just got such good buzz and such a strong audience response that we booked it into Cinetopia. And we started exploring what we were going to play for our opening night film. And one of our colleagues, Brian Hunter, had seen the film. He just loved it. So we thought, well, maybe we can play it for opening night. Russ and I both watched it, and I think it's very smart, very charming, very funny. There are plenty of moments where the whole audience is going to laugh out loud, and it's just wonderful. So I think it's going to be a
synopsis. Really, what about the narrative really
sure.
attracted you?
So it's a 35, 36-year-old recent divorcee who's forced to move back in with her parents. Melanie Linsky plays Amy, the protagonist.
And she got her start in Heavenly Creatures.
She did.
And has been in a lot of really mm-hmm. great films. And the director, Todd Luizzo, directed Philip Seymour Hoffman in a film that really got his career going too. So this film's got a great
mm-hmm.
pedigree.
Mm-hmm. And Blythe Danner and John Rubenstein play Melanie Linsky's parents, so there will definitely be some familiar faces in the film. But she's at sea. She's struggling with what's going on with her life and why her marriage disintegrated. And a significantly younger man comes into her life and kind of shakes her up and teaches her that maybe things aren't quite over yet.
So it sounds like as for an open-air film, it meets all the criteria of getting the festival off on the right foot.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's so exciting about this is that we do have the director, Todd Luizzo, coming. That was late in the game where we were able to get him to come. And I think that just kicks the whole festival up a notch to have not only a really good film for our opening night film, but to also have the director here.
Q&A? Is there going to be a Q&A with
the director? Yep, he'll be there to introduce the film, and then he'll be there afterwards for a Q&A.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it'll be great. And he's an up-and-coming director. And again, experience, has worked with lots of stars. He's an actor himself mm-hmm. that has worked on his directing here in the recent part of his career. So, and the script gets extremely strong notices as well. So, Hello, I Must Be Going is definitely worth checking out.
But that's just the start.
There's a preview party at 6 o'clock. The tickets are, pretty pricey for that. But the regular festival prices for the 8 o'clock screening of Hello, I Must Be Going, there will be tickets at the door. So come check it out. And yes, that is one film of 41 screenings that are taking place over the next 4 days.
That's a lot of movies.
It's a lot of movies. I think Russ determined that if you get up early and you stay late, you can see 17 films during the course of the whole festival.
About half of the total number of films. There's 35 different films being shown.
That's a whole lot more popcorn than I can handle.
That's a lot of dedication. Yep. That's a lot of sitting in a movie theater.
But a lot of people are going to be able to go to 10 films, and there's a 10-ticket voucher that gives you discount prices, which, again, you can purchase today on TicketWeb, or you can purchase at the Michigan Theater as you come to the festival. But you can also just walk up and get tickets. And there's going to be movies showing at the Michigan Theater, at the State Theater, and at Angel Hall Auditorium A on the campus of the University of Michigan.
And, of course, the full schedule you can find on the Michigan Theater website, so you don't have to figure out what movie is where.
Yeah, and there's a festival guide that's going to be available downtown starting today. Mm-hmm. There's been brochures out all over the community about the films that are playing. And it's, you know, everyone asks us to pick a highlight, and it's hard to do. But here's the summary. There's 18 English and foreign language story-based films. Again, almost every single one of these have a story that have a beginning, middle, and end, and recognizable characters, story construction like you would expect to see in most movies that you go to. There's 9 really great documentary films, award-winning documentary films, and then there's 8 classic films that focus on 3D, that focus on the screenwriting of David Newman, a University of Michigan graduate that did Bonnie and Clyde and Superman and What's Up, Doc. And then the films of Harold Lloyd. And today, I'm going to the airport to pick up Todd Luizzo from Hello, I Must Be Going, and Suzanne Lloyd, the granddaughter of Harold Lloyd, the silent era film star that we're honoring this year with live musical accompaniment of 3 film programs of Harold Lloyd. And Suzanne Lloyd's going to be here to talk about it and introduce them and do a special program with the freshmen, which is tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
So, Amanda, you've put together a 41 film lineup for this first ever Cinetopia Film Festival. Each festival wants to have its own personality and wants something that very distinctly sets it apart from others. How did you choose the films that would give Cinetopia its personality, and how would you describe that personality?
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad you just asked me that. I think that the films we're showing are... They certainly have a Michigan Theater feeling to them, as well they should. It's a program that's produced by the Michigan Theater Foundation. There are dozens and dozens, I would be inclined to say hundreds, if not thousands, of movies that come out every year that we just don't have the opportunity to show. Some really beautiful work that Russ and other members of our Michigan Theater team and I get to see at film festivals like the Sundance Film Festival, the Toronto Film Festival, community film festivals like the Cleveland International Film Festival or the Traverse City Film Festival that just sort of come our way, whether we see them or we just hear really good things about them. And so having the opportunity to bring some of these films that don't otherwise get to be shown in our community is one of the things that I think is so exciting about Cinetopia. And that's how we program this film festival. Russ has also said there's a really deep pool for us to draw from. With this being our first year, we're showing some wonderful films that came out in 2010. They're still very contemporary films. We just never got a chance to show them.
We're bringing the best of the international film festivals to Southeastern Michigan, and it's to be a showcase of great cinema from around the world, but it also is to reflect Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan's and Detroit's karma through these films. So tonight, Hello, I Must Be Going, the director is Mary Jane Skalski, who is a Michigan native, a University of Michigan graduate. She's the producer of the film. We're doing the Grandy Ballroom story, Louder Than Love. Again, a very distinct Detroit story. It's not that they're Detroit stories. David Newman is a Michigan graduate. It's not that they're all about Detroit. It's not they're all about Southeastern Michigan. But our festival will take these world films, draw them into into the context that we live in and reflect the values, the passions, the talent, and the skills of our particular area. That's what we want to do. That's what's going to make this special, and that's what will make it grow over time.
And is that going to be the mission in moving forward, taking these gently worn films, as it were, and bringing
them
to town?
Or brand new films that hardly anyone's seen, only the friends
and
relatives.
And that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Does it seek to expand in the future into a place for filmmakers to premiere and make this a destination point?
Oh, we were just a hair from premiering a film that was actually shot in southeastern Michigan, and it just didn't quite fall through. So yes, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, just some of the wacky stuff that's going to happen. We're doing the first, you know, again, it's not a Michigan filmmaker festival, but we want to do this fun, cool stuff. So one of the films we're doing is the first Cuban zombie film, Juan of the Dead. And there's also this great romantic comedy that you're going to see later this summer, Your Sister's Sister, with Emily Blunt and Rosemary DeWitt and Mark Duplass. And that's one of your favorite films.
Oh, I love this movie. This movie has one of the funniest sight gags I've ever seen in a movie. And I can't tell you what it is because it would just ruin the movie. But it's another charming indie comedy with some serious moments, and I just loved it. Now, I've talked about Hello, I Must Be Going and Your Sister's Sister, so it's probably kind of clear what my kind of movie is. I mean, I like lighthearted films, but I also love, I mean, some of the documentaries we've got showing are not lighthearted, and they're just outstanding.
And Five Broken Cameras
won
the Best Director Award at Sundance. Queen of Versailles is the film that you keep talking about.
I did love The Queen of Versailles. It's a documentary by Lauren Greenfield, who had a short film premiere at the Ann Arbor Film Festival a couple years ago called Kids and Money, which was a really great short film. Did you get to see that?
I didn't.
Oh, it's really good.
Headhunters is a Norwegian thriller, and just on and on. There's two really cool musical, Brand New Day and Hipsters.
There is all sorts of great things for Cinetopia, and I don't want to let our time expire without giving the nuts and the bolts. How do people go? Where do they get their tickets?
Absolutely. So if you want to purchase tickets in advance, patrons can go to TicketWeb, www.ticketweb.com. We will have tickets available at each of the venue's box offices beginning an hour before each screening. Now what I'm leaving out is...
Which you want to do because the weather's supposed to be just crappy.
Right, so just come down early. And really, come down early, check out what people are talking about. What's the buzz? Pick up a festival guide. Map out your day. All of the screenings are also listed on our website, www.mishtheater.org. That's theater with an ER.org. And find something that you love and see it.
Amanda Bynum, thank you so much for coming in today. And
thanks for
putting the festival together. We're looking forward to this first ever Cinetopia and many more to come. Russ, thank you as always.
And ta-ta from Cinetopia. We'll see you downtown at the greatest film festival to happen here in a long time. And we're looking forward to its growth. And you're going to make a big difference as to whether it happens.